Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Magic from Creativity for Sale podcast, a quick fire episode sharing tips and tricks from the pages of the book of the same title. Yes, Creativity for Sale. Every week I'll be sharing one or two ideas that could give you an actionable takeaway for your creative career, your business, or just a food for thought for the weekend ahead. These tips are taken from the audiobook and you can find a link to the full version in the show notes. In this episode, I want to talk about a main investment in your career. And that is time. We often assume that our peers and contemporaries get catapulted into their time in the sun right after they're starting their careers. Yet, the opposite is the answer. Forming a successful, long-standing creative business takes time and patience. Putting in the hours is the only way to build a solid foundation of a strong and sustainable creative business. Have a listen.
There's no such thing as overnight success. When some bright new talent suddenly gets a ton of press attention, seemingly out of nowhere, it can look like they've gone from zero to 100 and are suddenly living the dream. To the outsider, their art looks brilliant and their creativity for sale is perfect. As a result, they're landing all of the big commissions with the big name dream brands, collaborating with the hottest artists and appearing on the bill for every creative festival going. However, the vast majority of the time, the reality is that they haven't been catapulted into creative industry darling territory from nowhere. It might seem that way from the outside, but they've almost certainly been toiling away without most of their peers noticing, and certainly without the industry press paying any attention, for months, years, or even decades. In that time, they've been developing themselves and their skill set, and they've finally reached a point where both them and their work have something to say, and something that is considered worth talking about. Of course, there is always the exception to the rule, and a rare few make it to the top faster than most. However, while legions of new creatives are hungry for their time in the sun, they don't know how to handle the heat at that point, or appreciate how much it can burn them. In other words, once the initial flurry of publicity fades, the real test is maintaining that level of creativity into the future. And that's very challenging without a solid foundation in place. This is why I believe it's better to take the time to truly enjoy your journey and appreciate your development rather than landing a rapid breakthrough. As slow and boring as it might sound, organic career growth built through a sustainable business model with strong foundations provides a lot more stability in the long term. And that's what we're looking for. The main investment, time. Forming a successful, long-standing creative business takes time and patience. And putting in the hours is the only way to build the foundations of a strong and sustainable creative business. It takes time to perfect your skills, to press every button, to turn things upside down and look at them from a new angle, to break things and put them back together, and to get your hands dirty over and over again. Only time will help you understand who you are as a creative and why you want to do this thing for a living. Experience is the only way to truly understand the ins and outs of how the industry works, how to deal with clients, how to build resilience, how to create a reasonable work-life balance, how to sort out your taxes, and how to grow your business. In other words, creativity takes time, but building it into a business takes even longer. Battling negativity. While your feel and your fuel can encourage you to get started and make the most of your ideas, you still need the right kind of motivation from yourself and your loved ones along the way. The reason being, it's almost impossible to build a creative business if you're not cheerleading yourself or if you're surrounded by people who put you down. This might be surprising, but you may be the first obstacle that gets in the way of your progress. Indeed, the advice to get out of your own way has become a cliche for a reason. Maybe you're holding yourself back from making the leap because you're telling yourself you don't have what it takes. Or perhaps you're keeping yourself in a nightmare job and daydreaming about doing something better for the soul, but telling yourself you don't deserve to live that dream instead. If it's not ourselves, then sadly, it's sometimes the people who are closest to us who can let us down the most, especially when it comes to following our wildest dreams. Maybe they doubt you and your ambition out of love, as they worry about the impact that such a big change might have on family life. Or they worry that it might not work out how you imagined and leave you disappointed and unemployed. Or perhaps your relatives from previous generations still carry more traditional views about what is and isn't a real job. Either way, you need to find cheerleaders who encourage you to pursue your goals. Hearing about what might go wrong or the worst possible case scenarios can be draining, but don't let that throw you off course. Shutting off the negative noise from outside and within will help you focus on getting your creative business going. If starting a creative business feels right to you and you're armed with the right insights, then, as Dory says, just keep swimming. Don't look sideways and don't look back, no matter what your negative inner voice or the naysayers are muttering under their breath. And if you're doubting yourself right now, then as the saying goes, fake it till you make it, which you will, I don't doubt it.